This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. We are here at the Upstage Cabaret in downtown Greensboro. And for those of you in Greensboro who like to listen to good music, Laura Lynn Dossett is already familiar to you. She is known in particular for her Appalachian songwriting skills. And her songs have been covered by stars like Americana music legend Levon Helm. She inspired the title of the Carolina Chocolate Drops Grammy-nominated release, Leaving Eden. And she's performing this Saturday in Greensboro at Mac & Mac Clothing and then Sunday at High Rock Outfitters in Lexington, but joins us first here on The State of Things with Scott Manring on the guitar and the banjo. Laura Lynn Dossett, welcome to you both. Welcome back, Laura Lynn. Pleasure to have you.
That's so nice to see you again.
And you've got a project to announce. You and Preston Lane right here at the...
It's very exciting, yeah. You know, I've been doing projects with Tri-Stage for a long time, and sometime last year they got together and applied for an NEA grant for a new project that Preston and I will be writing next year. And we got the grant, and it's... Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's called Radiant Abundant, and the main character is a North Carolina kind of Appalachian-based visionary artist, or an untrained artist.
Well, that
so she'll
great.
Be very interesting.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't really started.
We
yet.
Haven't really started.
Well, let's brainstorm. What should we do here?
Yeah.
Let's start with the character.
Who in your family should we base this on?
Will there be Einstein hair? I hope.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anything's possible. Up until now, though, you were very busy. You had a whole project when you are in the rally against Amendment 1. You've had a lot of projects here. And now you've had a little bit of downtime.
I'm just kind of starting some downtime. Last year was really busy. I went actually a year and a half. I had a big project with the North Carolina Symphony called The Gathering and ended up making a record with that about a year ago, and then spent most of last year touring around the state with Daniel Bernard Romain, which was a big project and a big travel project. So I wasn't spending a whole lot of time thinking about writing, and kind of plop in the middle of that unexpectedly was the Amendment 1 situation, I guess we'll call it now. And so it was an intense year and churned up a lot of things that I think I'll probably end up writing about.
Well, that's the question I have for you. So in that ferment, when you're moving and performing, there's things that get churned up, and then do you need the downtime to really put it all together?
You really do. I do. I can't speak for everyone, but I need time to think. I need time to read different things, and kind of because, what I might be thinking may be, it might be political or it might be spiritual or whatever. Or personal, but I have to find ways as a writer to write about them in an artful way and not, just blurt out whatever I might be thinking. So
it's kind of that problem that you face in a play like The Aliens. How do you take the common and the thing that's swirling around your head and make it theatrical?
When you were saying that, like the silence in between the speaking is a smaller version of the long months of silence between the writing and between the singing. Absolutely.
Can we hear a song now?
Absolutely. I'd like to do Leaving Eden. I'm very excited about the Chocolate Drops having recorded this year. Rhiannon Giddens of the Chocolate Drops is an old friend and also a Greensboro native. And I wrote this song 10 years ago about the closing of the textile mills in Eden, North Carolina. And for the Chocolate Drops to do it now, they have a beautiful rendition of it. The style's a little different. But for a song that's so close to my heart to have a new life is really special. So here you go, Leaving Eden. Hush now, don't you wake up. We'll be leaving at first light. Mama's buying you a mockingbird to lull you through the night. We'll cross the Dan by morning. Here's a blanket for you to share. They're building down in Georgia. Daddy hears we'll find work there. And the mockingbird can't sing like the crying of a dove. Tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. I'm not afraid of that bright glory up above.
work for the working man. Just one more empty mill. Hard times in Rockingham, hard times harder still. The crows are in the kitchen, the wolves at the door. Our father's land of Eden is paradise no more. And the mockingbird can sing like the crying of a dove. And I can't tell my daughter bright glory up above. Dying's just another way to leave the ones you love. My sister stayed needin', her husband's got some land. The agent for the county thinks that they can make a stand. It's a hard life of working with nothing much to show. It's a long life of leaving with nowhere to go. Like the crying of a dove. And I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. But I'm not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way to leave the ones you love. The ones you love.
Laurelyn Dossett, Scott Manring, Leaving Eden. They're going to be performing Saturday in Greensboro at Mac and Mac Clothing, Sunday at the High Rock Outfitters in Lexington. You know, in light of what we were talking about, the creative process, that song obviously about, and you said, it's about the closing of a textile mill. So what's the blend? Is it a news story about that? Is it a scholarly text about globalization and the global economy, a personal human interest story?
I got attached to it at the time, you know, I have three daughters, and I heard it on the radio. I was listening to NPR, and they said they've closed the last textile mill up in Eden, North Carolina. And my first thought was, what are those people going to do? There's a town up there, a really nice little town with no jobs. And my next thought was, what would I do? And I immediately thought to myself, I would be, you know, would I stay or would I be a leaver? And put myself in the story, even though that's not my experience. That was my way of approaching the story.
Great song.
Thank you.
Great song. So Mac and Mac Clothing.
Yeah.
They kind of push aside the...
They just roll all those beautiful clothes out of the way and bring in a bunch of chairs and bring in some really nice sound. And they have a lot of concerts there. It kind of started small, as sort of a house concert thing. And now, you know, there's music there a lot, you know, almost every week.
And they make clothes, do they?
And they make clothes. They make beautiful clothes.
So it's kind of coming back in a way.
They do.
Bit in North Carolina.
I think I'll, you know, in between sets, I'm going to get fitted and maybe they can.
You should have a different outfit.
Yeah, that's right. They should clothe me for the whole thing. That's a great idea. Okay, I'm going to work on that.
Would you do another song for us?
Sure. I'm going to do one called Rebel. Let me do something real quick. This is one that I wrote with Daniel Bernard Romain, and I was thinking about it. I had this project with Daniel, and we were traveling around the state, learning about the state. Daniel's from New York, and so my job was kind of to be his North Carolina tour guide. And a lot of the stories that came up were about our stories of rebellion and conflict. And so I tied together three different civil rights movements, basically, in North Carolina. One would be the Underground Railroad. One is the Greensboro Four, and one then is the Amendment One campaign, I guess you would say, in North Carolina this year. They were tied together in my mind by the language of the civil rights movement. I was often traveling with some of the older black civil rights leaders while we were doing that campaign, and the language was really compelling to me. So this is called Rebel. Let me get it tuned up for you real quick.
You know, if you were really a rebel, you wouldn't even have to tune it. You just play it out of tune, and we'd all understand.
Yeah, it'll just be better. Okay. Rise the water. Rise the tide, swell of longing, swell of pride, and the pull of land and sea collide. Rebel, children running underground, river humming, freedom bound. Their mothers pray they never will be found. Rebel. Still the rising, still the tide. Swell of anger, swell of pride. And you swear you'll never change your mind. And your fear and ignorance collide. For they sit five and dime. Green the city, black the time. And their truth and innocence collide. And they swear they'll never stand aside. Rising, heed the tide. Hidden lovers losing time. Swell of anger, swell of pride. Sea of lovers sees the tide. And their longing and their innocence collide.
Scott Mannering. Laurelyn, I just have time for you to play us out so you can decide which song you want to do next. But first, let me thank you so much for being here today.
I was glad to be here. Thank you so much.
You can hear Laurelyn Dossett and Scott Mannering at the on Saturday in Greensboro at Mac & Mac Clothing, then on Sunday at High Rock Outfitters in Lexington. For more information, go to laurelyndossett.com. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Laurelyn Dossett.
Ain't got no use. I ain't got no use for your red rocking chair. Got no sugar, honey, baby, now. Got no sugar, honey, baby, now. Who rocked the cradle? Who rocked the cradle? And who'll sing the song? Who rocked the cradle when I'm gone? Who rocked the cradle? I'll rock the cradle when you're gone. I'll rock the cradle when you're gone. Take me to your mama next payday. It's all I can do. It's all I can do, and it's all I can say. You can't get along this way. Can't get along this way. Got no sugar, honey, baby, now. Got no sugar.